Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover
Netflix made a show like this and it didn't show up in my algorithm. I am so disappointed in Netflix right now.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
Like hot dogs, bro. You can take me right out of the package. I'm already ready. You don't have to cook me. There you go.
It's such like a little kid thing to do. Eat like
raw hot dogs.
Raw out of the package. I did it like a ton when I was a kid. And like, I'm sure that's totally disgusting to some people, but I used to do that shit all the time.
Did you? Have you ever? Do you know you could eat bacon raw?
I mean, I assume you can eat. Well, no.
It's already smoked, right?
All bacon is already.
I mean, it's already, when you get it, it's not raw. It's been cooked, right?
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
I did not know that.
I wouldn't suggest it, but you won't die if you do it. I mean, look, I'm not a scientist, but this is what I think I know. I don't want some dumbass who listens to our podcast to be like, I ate a fucking pound of raw bacon the other day and I've been in the hospital for 2 days, you asshole. Like, so don't go doing that. Fucking do your own research, but as far as I know, you're good on that one.
As far as we know, it's probably fine, but definitely do your own research.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. But you should try it anyways.
I mean, you could eat, I know people eat like beef raw, like beef tartare.
Like I've made like bacon from scratch, right? And like when you make bacon, well, okay, beef and chicken poultry are different, right? Like, do not go fucking eating raw chicken.
No. Yeah.
Oh, man. Your back door may never forgive you.
I think you die from that. Like salmonella or something. So,
yeah.
I definitely don't advise
bird flu
that.
Or some shit. I don't know. And, like, pigs are the same thing. You know, like, definitely don't want to eat raw pork. But, like, when I make bacon, like, you take a pork belly and you brine it for... Or cure it for like a week to like even 2 weeks potentially. And then after that, you smoke it until it gets to like 150 something degrees, which technically is right there. So,
yeah,
I don't know. You could risk it. You could risk it. I'm not going to risk it, but you can.
No, I'm fine. I like cooked bacon.
Maybe you could go back and say hi to your nurse again.
Yeah. My nurse friend, JJ.
Yeah.
We
should have him on the podcast for saving your life.
We should, actually. He was actually a really nice guy. Bacon. Yeah, I prefer. How do you prefer your bacon? Do you prefer
chewy?
Chewy.
I don't like crispy bacon. Don't get me wrong. I will still eat a plate of crispy bacon, but no, I prefer it to be like a medium. Like if you're gonna cook it from like out of the package to like it's crispy where it would break if you bent it. I'm like halfway between those two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll start with saying I like bacon no matter any, I'll eat it no matter how.
This is the wrong podcast to shit on bacon, dude. This is it.
I'll eat it no matter what, but I prefer it. I think I prefer it when it's a little crispy and I like bacon crumbles. You know what I'm saying? Like when you get it and it's like, it like crumbles in your mouth.
Dude, that's to me is like the popcorn in the bottom of the popcorn thing. That's like unpop popcorn. It's like, all you gotta do is break your teeth on that shit, bro.
I know, but I love it so much. You're worth
like, fucker, I ate all the bacon. Like, where's your fucking teeth? It was worth it.
Fucking worth it, dude.
Worth it.
Debbie will eat bacon. Debbie likes bacon bits. Like the
she likes regular bacon too, right? Not just the bits.
No. She likes regular bacon too, but she prefers. She'll buy bacon bits and like just eat them like out of the container. And I'm like, "You know that's not real bacon, right? It's like soy bacon. It's not real bacon." And she's like, "Yeah, I don't care. I just like how it tastes." I'm just like, all right, it's just, you know, if you're going to eat bacon, you might as well eat real bacon.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. All right, dude. I want to get into it. Okay. Because, like, I got a lot of shit to get through. Like, we didn't do the podcast because you were at the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Great time. But great. I had a great time. Thanks for asking.
No one cares, bro. Fuck. If you would have done the podcast live for the Super Bowl like I wanted, yeah, fucking it would be huge. But now it's after the fact, man. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
What's more important is, did you finish the movie RRR that I recommended to you?
I've been trying to get through it, man. Honestly, it's 3 hours long and I've fallen asleep twice watching it.
Oh, God.
Dude, but it is.
How far into it are you?
I'm close to halfway, I think. Dude, it's a 3 hour movie, dude, and it's dubbed, and it's like, come on. I mean, although, like, I'll be honest, man, like, visually, it's one of the most visually spectacular movies I've ever seen. Like,
it's ridiculous
watching it. Like, the opening couple, like, just the opening scene of it, you're just like, wow, this is just visually stunning. Like, it's just,
did you get to the part where they save the kid on the bridge?
Yeah, I saw the bridge part. I thought we talked about that.
Oh, no, dude. You said you weren't there yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No,
that bridge scene. Come on, man. Where they did like the eyes to each other, and then you did all those hand signals that meant nothing to me, and then they saved that kid together. I'm like, come on, man. Like, this is shit. They was on a fucking motorcycle and a horse. Like,
bro. The bridge scene was awesome, but I still love the scene at the very beginning where the army guys or whatever they are surrounded by the
people. Oh, he fought his way through the whole army?
One guy fights his way through the crowd to get the one guy who threw a I forget, what did he throw again?
He threw like a fucking rock or a shoe or something stupid. Yeah.
Something stupid. But this guy fights his way, dude. That I thought that was such a badass scene, dude.
Jumped that 12-foot fence. Like
it was like incredible, dude. He was like an anime character. You know, on screen though, like it was.
Oh, intense, I can think of the whole time he was fighting like thousands of dudes by himself. I kept thinking to myself, like, is this so realistic? Is it possible to fight your way through a crowd like this? Like how he's doing it?
No way, dude. There's no possible way. Dude,
when they were like piled on him and he was underneath, like punching people in the neck and the throat, the knee and shit.
He had his one baton and he fucking fought his way through 1,000 people and he got this one guy back to the plate. I was like, that scene, I was just like, holy shit.
So you haven't even gotten to the deep part of the bromance yet.
No, I haven't. It is
a Bollywood movie, so people know, right? But like, have you even gotten to the first dance sequence yet?
I think that wasn't.
You
that
know,
far.
Man, these Bollywood dances are aggressive.
No, I don't think I saw the first dance scene. I don't know.
There's even a dance battle in this movie. Oh my god, this movie has everything, bro. Like seriously, RRR is the name of it. It's on Netflix. RRR.
I mentioned it to my friend, this other person at the Super Bowl. He's like, have you been watching anything? And I was like, dude, I started this crazy movie, RRR. And he's like, oh yeah, I've heard of that. It's like, it was like some crazy mass phenomenon, like trend that happened when it first came out. He's like, I haven't watched it yet, but it was crazy.
I would love it if like TikTok had dances and shit to this thing, man. That'd be fucking incredible. Like a Bollywood aggressive battle dance bullshit, dude. Fuck yes. So
I'm gonna get through it. I just, dude, I'm telling you, man. It's hard to get through these movies where with the dubbing and stuff. It's just like my brain just like shuts down. But have you been watching anything else? Because dude, I started watching Paradise PD. On your recommendation, dude. the very opening scene of that show is
where they're like the action fighting where they're fighting everybody.
No. The very opening when he like comes inside. Now I'm totally blanking on it because just like the way it starts isn't like somebody gets killed right at the very beginning of the show.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It was like 30 seconds into the show and they're already like killing people and like I don't know, it was just, dude, it's hilarious. Yeah, the dog, it's like Family Guy, but like on crack. You know what I mean? Like, it's basically what
it's like Family Guy if they tried crack. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The dog is like Brian, but even like way worse, like way more like a degenerate
drug dog, like, and he's addicted to drugs.
I know, dude. It's so good.
Dude, so you know what character I love is that guy Hobson. The old guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he's like wildly overly sexual.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I fucking love that show. It's so good. I'm like 5-6 episodes into the first season. Ugh. And dude, it's an easy watch too, because it's just you're laughing the whole time. And it's so over the top, dude, at points, man. Oh my god.
Oh dude, it just keeps getting worse.
Oh yeah.
And like as soon as you get it, you'll find the other shows that these guys made. One is I think Brickleberry, and they're Park Rangers. It's the same fucking cast. Yeah. Right? It's the same characters, but instead of cops, they're Park Rangers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The fact that Sarah Chalky's doing is like the woman voice. Like, and she is so fucking funny.
Oh yeah,
and she's
the badass lady cop, right?
Yeah, and the way she's all into the heavy set.
Oh, God, what's going on, like, spelunking in his fat rolls and shit?
It's just so good, dude. It's just so funny.
Oh, dude.
Man, so funny. Have you been watching anything else? I've been watching a bunch of stuff, obviously, because I've been laying around not doing anything.
Dude, I watched... I just started something new, and I am so in on this after the first episode. It's called Perfect Match on Netflix. It's the sequel to, or it's the next show they gave Nick Lachey after Love is Blind. So Love is Blind is like one of the biggest reality dating shows Netflix has ever had. It's huge, right? Fucking huge. They're doing it in other countries. Like, it's huge. So they're like, all right, we got to give, you know, I'm sure they're like, well, Nick Lachey and his wife, like, you know, we got to give him another show. So they came up with this new one called Perfect Match. And it is so good. They took it's all people who've been on other Netflix shows, right? Some of them dating, some just contest shows. They got one off of, like, they got a real estate show called Selling Tampa, right? They took a realtor on there, right? And and it's like this dating show, and right out of the gate, I was just sucked into it, man. I was like fucking, I have a weak spot for shows like this on Netflix. Yeah,
Netflix. You love these shows, though.
I fucking love them, man. And Jackie's like, God damn it, like another one? I'm like, they better not. Like, this is like comic book movies to me. Like, if you fucking turn that tap off, man, I'll fucking punch you in the face. Like, keep the water flowing. Keep the garbage coming. Like, look, the world is a fucked up place with a lot of bullshit, but I can watch some early to mid to late 20-somethings fucking make complete asses of themselves on television. Like, let's go.
So wait, Jackie doesn't watch these with you? Or she doesn't like watching them with you? She'll watch them with you, but...
Oh, no, she'll watch them. She's fine with... But you know what I realized, right? That, like, to a degree, what Netflix is doing right now is, like, they're taking the same business model that MTV had in the 90s with The Real World and The Road Rules,
Yeah.
Okay? And the Food Network. Where, like, you know how, like, the Food Network kind of makes their own stars, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So like Netflix is taking, like, that Real World, Road Rules reality show style, right? But they're also, like, some of these people who go on these shows end up being hosts of other shows.
Oh, right? They're developing talent.
Oh yeah. They're developing talent. And it doesn't always work out well, but, you know, like they're trying. So I'm like, I'm down for it. So yeah, so like all these people, like, they all think, like, best case scenario, I'll find somebody to have sex with. Worst case scenario, they're like, maybe I could get a job at Netflix as a host of a different show. Like, like, this is what these people must be thinking. Because, like, what happens is like, the premise of the show is everybody shows up on some fucking island, right? And they got to match up on day one, okay? So they match up, and they all... sleep in hotel rooms with each other, right? They don't, like, someone put, like, pillows in the bed, some dude slept on the couch, right?
Got it. They hook up. They team up. They pair off the first time.
They pair off, right? So they're like, okay. And then the next day they do a challenge. And then the challenge is, the first one was like, how well do you know each other? Right?
Yeah.
And it didn't go well. I mean, all these people just...
they just met.
Yeah, they just met. But like, one dude had sex with two other girls on the show previously to the show starting. Okay, and because he's been on other shows with these people, right? And then one girl slipped into his DM, and she was on one show, and he was on another, and then she flew out to LA, and they had sex a few times.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and I'm like, I fucking love these people. Like, this is their lives. They're just sitting around at the gym working out, waiting for that Netflix call. And I'm like, fucking call them, Netflix.
This is what pretty people have to deal with, I guess. I mean, I dude, like, there must be, what a life, right? Like, your job, like, you have worked yourself into a group of people that are being cast in these shows. I mean, what a life, dude. Like, I mean, you're just hot. What do you do? I'm hot. That's what I do. I'm hot, and I'm willing to sleep with other people.
Dude, I went through a super single phase where I was kind of like an F-boy, right?
Yeah.
And I was working out, and I was eating right, and I was looking good, but I still would not, I would be like a two on one of these shows compared to these people, right?
Yeah, I know.
Like, at my peak compared to them, I'd be like a two, you know?
It's like, dude, these are like the top 1% of the hottest people. Can you imagine being the people who cast these shows too? Like, that's the job. Man,
I would fucking love that job. Are you
Are you kidding me? That is the job. That's what I want. I want to be the one who's out there, dude, like,
I would just be searching. I would be excited just to read the list of interview questions that they have to ask. Right?
Oh God.
Dude, because like,
I wish we could get our hands on that. That would be great.
Oh, man, fucking seriously. Dude, if I could find one of the producers, the casting person for like one, like a show like Too Hot to Handle or something like that, right?
Too Hot to Handle. That's the one I keep seeing the ad for on Netflix. Oh, Too Hot to Handle.
That's too much for Jackie. Yeah, that's too much for Jackie. There's that other one too where like they get manipulated by like this like Alexa robot the whole time. Like they bring them on the show with the premise that it's like an orgy show, and then like they basically say you can't have sex, right? And like there's like they got cameras everywhere, and if they have sex with each other or fool around, they get penalized money, right?
Oh my god, dude.
And I'm telling you, man, I'm deep dove on this. And here's the thing, right? So we're watching the episode, okay? And I am so into it. And one of the girls goes, well, hey, you know, I know this dude because when I was on this show called Sexy Beast, right? And then they show a clip of the show, okay? And I almost had a fucking heart attack. The show basically is like, we want to see if people hook up based on their personalities alone. Right?
Yeah.
So what they did was they fucking dressed people up in like furry costumes. Okay. But it's not like, so you can still see the body, but it's like the hands are covered, like no skin is showing, the whole head. Like, so they show this girl and she's sitting at a table and she's on a date and she looks like a fucked up panda, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And she's like sitting across from like a sea creature. Okay. And it's in a normal restaurant. Okay. And there's like normal fucking people eating in this restaurant. But there's these two fucking people trying to have a date dressed up like fucking animals. And I paused the show. Okay. And I went to this other show and I looked at it and I was like, hell fucking yes. There's two seasons of this show. It's called Sexy Beast. And they're dressed up like fucking animals and they're going on dates. I'm like, fucking Netflix, when you were like, hold my beer, I am in. And I look over at Jackie and I'm like, fuck yes. And she looks at me and she was like, no. She's like, we gotta draw the line somewhere. I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, fuck this. We're watching that show after this one.
So wait, heads,
dude, Google Sexy Beast Netflix right now. Okay. Right. You don't even have to watch a video. You don't even have to fucking
I gotta see fucking, what they look
I'm
like.
Tearing up right now because I'm so excited about this shit. Wait, hold on. It's called.
Wait, it was in a British show first?
Probably. I don't know, man.
It says Sexy Beast British reality show and then Sexy Beast TV show. Netflix.
Just go. Okay, go to the images for Sexy Beast. Okay,
and you can see. So their faces are painted and whatnot.
Yes, look at the fucking shit they got on their faces.
Like serious look, makeup.
Look, this is like a dolphin and an owl in the back of a carriage. Look at that shit.
Yeah, you know yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at what looks like a panda and I don't know. Some of them
So that panda girl is on this new Netflix show. Yeah, so that's how they fucking, like, and I was like, Netflix made a show like this, and it didn't show up in my algorithm? I am so disappointed in Netflix right now. But I'm so thrilled that they still have more to offer me.
Dude, Netflix will never stop surprising you, bro. That's their mission in life, just to keep putting out weird shit. I told you, after I searched RRR on my search engine through Netflix, uh-huh. Now my pages are filled with crazy movies from all across the world, man. They're like, oh, dude, you want international films? Here you go, bro. And like, it's just out of control.
You know how long RRR was on my recommended movies thing before I watched it? It was like months. Netflix was like, no, seriously, we know you. You're gonna love this shit. Watch this shit. And like, I can't remember. I was like, I feel like, fuck it. Let me see what this RRR bullshit is. And I saw like the trailer for it. And I was like, oh my God. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. 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 I haven't been watching anything that crazy, but I've been watching a few shows on like HBO and stuff called the Rest of Us is one of them.
Okay.
And then the other one is We Own This City. That's the one I'm watching right now, which is all about these cops in Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
and it's like takes place, it's all set like right around the Freddie Gray stuff.
I don't remember Freddie Gray stuff.
The guy who got beat and killed by the cops.
Which dude? That doesn't narrow it down at all.
that's his name. His name was Fred. Was his name Freddie Gray? Was that? Am I not saying that right?
I don't know.
Right. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. Anyways, it's all based kind of around that, and it's just like it's very intriguing and stuff. So,
cops murdered people. You can't. That doesn't narrow down shit. That's like that's like saying people who wear blue jeans. Like, okay, right. Like cool, right. Man.
I guess you're right. It was a famous case though. So, I thought, but yeah,
back when it wasn't so public. Got it.
Yeah, it was like 2000.
Is it a good show though? Is it a good show?
Yeah, it's really good. We Own This City, and yeah, it's like six episodes in this first season, and I'm through like four of them already, and I'm really enjoying it.
I don't like to watch like serious shit. Like I like to watch, like I can't wait for the new Fast and the Furious movie. Oh my fucking God!
Oh yeah, I can't either. Now that I'm all caught up, I saw like the trailer for it. My hands shake
when I think about it too much. Bro,
but that's not serious. I guess you're right. It's not serious.
I'm kind of disappointed though. I'm kind of disappointed, man, because I was really my big prediction was that because they had Jason Momoa that they were going to do a whole underwater thing, right?
Like, oh yeah,
because they've been in space, they've done plane shit multiple times, they've done the desert, they've done the Siberia, like they have not gone like seriously underwater.
They went to Tokyo.
Like, Jason Momoa is Aquaman, dude. Like, come on. Let's go.
They did a sub already, though. We've talked about that. They've done the submarine thing.
No, so, I am looking for Dominic Toretto to take one of his chargers and make it into a NOS powered submarine, bro. That's what I'm looking for. Like for him to fucking drive off a fucking cliff and be like, yo, don't worry about this shit. And he flips the fucking button and all of a sudden it is a fucking speed submarine.
It's like chitty chitty bang bang this thing, dude. Like, come on,
let's do
this
thing. Remember the James Bond movie with the Lotus that white Lotus that went underwater, right?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Imagine that, but super fast.
Super fast.
Super fast, bro. Like,
yeah, I was excited. I was excited to see the movie, the preview for it. So I'm excited for that. I saw I caught the tail end of the preview for the new Indiana Jones movie that's coming out.
It looks good. It's getting harder and harder for me to. I've told you this before, to buy into Harrison Ford is still an action star.
Yeah, I mean he's 60, 70. Dude,
he's 70? 80.
He's 80.
Yes, Harrison. Well, hold on. He's fucking. If he's not, he's like goddamn close to it. Like he's at that age, all you're qualified to do is be a politician, man. Like, you're past the age of retirement. Hold on. Harrison Ford age. All right, hold on.
You don't want to say, okay, shit. Google?
No, man, because the kids are home, like, okay, wait, hold on.
You're killing me. All right,
so Harrison Ford was born he's 80. He was born in 1942, in July of 1942.
All right, so he's 80 years old. Yeah, an 80-year-old action hero. Harrison
Ford, like, dude, like, he's in great shape, though.
Yeah, for his age.
Yeah, I still love him. But, yeah, like, I don't feel like I'm ever going to get the crotchety old Harrison Ford that, you know, like, you get with, like, with a Clint Eastwood, right?
Yeah.
Which is, like, so crotchety and so old. I don't even know. I haven't seen Eastwood in a minute, but he just had a movie where he was another old crotchety guy.
I was going to say, that's been what he's been doing for, like, the last couple years.
Oh, dude.
I just saw some news come across about our man Bruce Willis, and
not doing any better.
He's not doing great. His family is coming out to talk about his whole dementia thing, and
ugh,
it's sad, man. I just rewatched Red and Red 2. Those were good movies. I enjoyed those movies. They were fun.
I'll be interested in if they actually use his likeness for anything. You know,
yeah,
I feel bad for the dude, man. You know, like, you know, I love a lot of his shit. Jackie doesn't love, you know,
she doesn't love Bruce. I love Bruce.
No, but you know what? It's weird. She doesn't love Bruce, but we both get down on some Nick Cage.
I haven't seen it, but did you? Because I haven't watched it yet.
I think I know what you're gonna ask me. The pressure of overwhelming talent.
Yes. Have you seen it yet?
Not yet. No. No.
Okay, I haven't either.
I mean, it would take a lot to get me to have to pay individually to see something Nick Cage is in, because I'm always digging through it. Dude, like, you go through any streaming service and, like, yeah, he's on it.
Oh, of course he is. I mean, he's been in a ton of great movies, though.
If you are a female actor, you don't want to be in a Nick Cage movie because you're probably going to get fucking kidnapped or murdered. You know, like most of his movies, he's trying to save some woman, you know, he's desperately in love with, you know, or get back to some woman or some shit. I was looking for, you know, Nick Cage movie I was looking for this weekend was Con Air.
Oh, I love Con Air. I was just about to bring it up.
Dude, it wasn't on any streaming service.
Oh, really?
Wow. Not in the ones I had. I'm like,
I feel like that thing's always on something.
Dude, you know my buddy, he didn't do it himself, but his team repoed Nick Cage's Bentley when like 20 years ago or some shit like that. He was telling me because he worked in the finance department for Volkswagen, which also is Bentley and Audi, and he was telling me, he's like, yeah, all these celebrities, they go and they buy these fucking Bentleys and shit like that.
Yeah.
And they'll throw it on like 50, 100 grand, whatever. Like, here you go. And then, like, there's just, like, you know, sign the paperwork, whatever, and they leave, and, like, they get the car payments, right? And they just don't pay them. And it's not because they don't want to. They're just like, fucking, what? I got to pay what? And, like, sometimes, like, they're like, all right, man, like, you owe us 200 grand on this Bentley, right? You haven't paid us for fucking a year.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll just be like, oh, sorry, here's the money. But Nick Cage is like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. And so they had to repo his fucking Bentley.
That sounds like him.
Like, that's awesome. I don't think he's been too smart with his money. So,
I mean, he's you know, he's made tons of movies, so he has to have some money left.
I mean, I'm sure he does now, but that's why I think he's in every fucking movie, bro.
Dude, Con Air was so good. Like, it had so many great fucking actors in it. I mean, it was like a all-star cast. John Malkovich is in there.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Dude, it was Steve Buscemi, and it had everybody. It was great. Nick Cage made some great movies.
Oh, dude, he's one of my favorite. Well, and like, look, he fits very well into the style of movies that I like to watch. So,
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous action adventure, whatever. Sometimes it's Nick Cage as a wizard. Sometimes it's Nick Cage as a gangster. You know, it's never like an anchor or gangster played by Nick Cage. It's always Nick Cage, you know, like, oh, yeah. he can't be Nick Cage.
Although in Con Air, he tried to do that Southern accent. You know what I mean? he tried to do that. Like,
dude, it was like him on drugs, man. So, but he had the long hair and the wife beater. I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
Always trying to hide the picture of his kid in the little stuffed animal.
I'll get that picture back. I can't do the accent, obviously. But
I'll get that picture back. I don't know.
We don't do accents very well.
I'm the worst at accents. So we've been over this.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so that's the shit I've been watching lately. You know, anything else good you've been watching?
Just been deep diving through movies, you know what I mean? Like just old movies and stuff. And, but I did watch that The Last of Us
man, I've been saving that, dude. I have not watched it yet.
Oh, dude, I've
played the video game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was starting to play the sequel to it, Last of Us 2, which I played like a couple hours of it. It's pretty amazing, but I feel bad about playing it around my kids because it's such a serious video game.
Oh, like, yeah.
Dude, like the first one? Oh, my God. I'm dying to see, you know, basically, how many episodes in are you?
I've watched everything that's been released. There's been 5 episodes.
Well, Eric, you don't spoil anything, but for the way the video game starts is like it's the beginning of the zombie apocalypse, right? Yeah. And it's like
I'm assuming the characters are the same from the movie.
Yeah, it's like a little girl named Elle or something like that, and it's the dude. Bubs and his buddy are screaming. And I remember it started with him and he was like trying to escape his house and like his wife and daughter get eaten. And then he basically, and I think he had to kill them. And then he, ended up hooking up with that young girl who reminded him of his daughter. And then he just kind of was like, I need to protect this girl.
Got it.
I couldn't protect my own daughter, kind of a thing.
Got it.
And like the decision he has to make at the end of the video game is heartbreaking.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard anything. Don't tell me anything.
No. And then the sequel, like the Last of Us 2. I mean, that first hour was rough.
this show has been, I'll just say, it hasn't disappointed. Is in
it's that it's sense. Like The Walking Dead, but more depressing.
It's like The Walking Dead, definitely, but better. Because I thought The Walking Dead was cheesy,
it was better than most zombie shit like we had seen before. But it was
what The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I watched the first couple seasons and I was like bored.
Dude, I read most of the comic book.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, dude, I start and it, like, it's all in black and white, right? And
that's cool, dude,
I started reading it and I went to the comic book store cuz I'd heard about it and the guy at the store was like, I was like, I'll just buy the first graphic novel, which is like the first 5 issues. And he just looks at me and he was like, he's like, dude, I know it's more expensive. He goes, but let me save you a trip. He goes, buy at least 2 of them, right? Just because you're going to read the first one and be like, fuck, and be right back here again. So I bought like 4 of them, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Dude, and I read the first 3 of them, and I went and bought like a bunch more. And like, but like after reading them like nonstop for like a few weeks, like, dude, I was so depressed. I had to stop reading it for a minute because I was like, it just never gets better.
Yeah.
Like the situation only gets worse or much worse.
Yeah. And you're talking about The Last of Us and that.
No, The Walking Dead.
Oh, The Walking Dead. Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought you were talking about. No, because
The Last of Us is just like a nonstop depression show.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I was just going to say, I'm not going to ruin anything for you, but yes, it's every episode you're like, oh fuck. Like that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Like yeah.
Just wait. If they end the season the way the game ended, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like like you're going to be left speechless.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch. I mean, love Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, he's great, bro. He's so good in this.
I just saw him interviewed. You know what he said? He's like, when he plays the Mandalorian, you know, he can't even see out of that helmet. He goes, so if there was a giant hole in front of me, I would walk right into it.
Shut up.
He can't see. He said he can barely see out of that helmet.
That's crazy. That does not seem.
Dude, I'm like, I can see fine out of my Boba Fett helmet. What are you talking about, bro?
That's so funny. Yeah, he's great. Everybody in that show has been good. I mean, all the actors are great.
Yeah,
in it, the girl, the actress who plays the little girl, she's awesome.
Did you watch that show, Yellow Jackets?
I haven't seen it. That no.
Oh. Yeah, put that on your list.
What's that on?
It's on I think Showtime. Right?
Oh, I don't have Showtime.
Dude, fucking steal it from somebody or find it out. Somebody, you get a Showtime password. Just share it with Ben so he can watch the show. Dude, fuck it. It's about a girl's like high school soccer team that their plane crashes in the mountains and they don't get discovered for like 19 months or some shit like that.
Whoa.
And so they're trapped like out in the woods and it is fucked up. That first season, I was like, "Woo, man!"
All right, I'm
wait, there's that, and then, the other show I'm watching right now is Poker Face.
Oh, I saw a preview for that, but I haven't seen it yet.
It's kind of reminds me of like a modern day Columbo.
Okay,
you know, like you ever watch Columbo? Familiar?
Yeah, with Columbo? Back in the day,
he was always like, you know, one more thing. And then you fucking break open the case.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
It kind of has that kind of a feel to it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like another show that's on oh, no, that was Yellow Jackets. Yeah. So there's this Christina Ricci is in
it. Oh, I like her. She's good.
And she was in at show Wednesday. Do you watch Wednesday? Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I.
Dude, she plays a phenomenal psychopath.
In the Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, she's completely psycho. So,
yeah, I'm
she's
down.
Completely psycho in Yellow Jackets, and in Wednesday she's pretty fucking crazy. So,
yeah, I mean she's been great in everything she's done. Did you ever see Black Snake Moans?
Oh, with Samuel Jackson?
Samuel Jackson and her,
where she's like tied up to the fucking
bed.
Yeah.
she was great in that. I mean that was a.
I forget that was her, man. Yeah, that was good shit. Let me see. There's nothing TV else related on my list. There is one TikTok note on here, which is like, you know how I told you like 2 weeks ago or through whatever podcast where like I had gone from the thruple category into raccoons, right? Yes. Which, and by the way,
sent me raccoon videos just to watch.
Dude, you know who keeps sending me raccoon videos is Lee. Fucking Lee, Lee also sent me a Valentine's Day gift, by the way. Did you see
that? Yeah, I was a little jealous, actually. I was like, wow. Lee's getting all the love. Luke's getting all the love.
I do get the love, man. I do get the love.
It ended up being what? How long did it play for?
Oh, it didn't even play till the next day. I went in the garage.
It was already dead. Damn.
It's okay, though. But he said if I open it up, there's glitter inside. So I'm gonna have to like get into like a hazmat suit or something and open that thing up. So so the new thing that I've seen a lot of on TikTok, I'm seeing less raccoon stuff.
Okay.
And I still get a decent amount of thruple stuff. But now I'm getting girls making pizzas. Right? Like,
all
right. There's this one girl who works at Domino's. And like she does a lot of videos making pizzas, and like she is really talented at making pizzas, but she's also super hot. And then there's like another one that I saw where she like her whole family owns a pizza joint, and like she's like works at the pizza joint. And she could like fucking throw pizzas and shit.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And she's really talking. Skilled. Yeah, she's chucking pizzas like nobody's business. And that's pretty good. I'm seeing a lot of pizza stuff now.
So. Are they scantily clad, dressed girls tossing pizzas, or just women tossing pizzas?
I don't usually like a lot of posts where it's just like a girl shaking her ass, right? Like, if she's a really talented dancer, I respect that. Like, just being hot doesn't do it for me. Like, you need an odd skill or like weird things about you. I like weirdos. You know? So like
some weird talent.
Yeah, weird talent. Like, show me something, you know? And they're hot, but like, I don't know, which is so confusing to me, right? Because like, if I go to my Instagram for you page, right? The search page.
Yeah. Right?
I only follow woodworkers on Instagram. I try to keep I was trying to keep Instagram as focused as possible on the goal I had, right? So TikTok, I'm like, I don't give a fuck who I follow on there because I wasn't taking it seriously. Now that I have like 20-something thousand followers on there, I'm like, maybe I should take it a little more seriously. But, like, if I go to my search page, I'm not going to. If I go to my search page, that's why. Like, if I want to see creative maker stuff, I go to Instagram. And if I want to see people be ridiculous, I go to TikTok. So, I like how I have it set up like that. I got a good balance, right?
Yeah.
But if you go to my For You page on Instagram, it's always like girls with no clothes on. And like, I don't ever like any of those posts. And like, I'm not searching for like big titties or like anything like that.
You don't even have to. If you click on any of them, Luke, if you've clicked on anything like that, if one of them comes up that's... And you click on it, that's all you got to do. Because now it thinks, well, he likes those. So he's going to, now they just flood your page with it.
But like, dude, like, seriously, I freaking go on here. Okay. And like, if I like I comment and I post on, like on anything on Instagram, it's always on woodworking stuff, never on here. So of the, what is this? 3, 6, 9. 12, 13, 15 images I could see on here, right?
Yeah.
The first one's legs. The second one is a girl with big boobs and lingerie. The third one is a video. It looks like a Bigfoot is trying to fuck around with this girl. I've seen this video before. He's like fooling around with her and she farts and then he tells her to leave. Like, there's
what?
Yeah, it's I don't know. I'm not even going to fucking touch it because I don't want this to be in my algorithm. Then it's like two woodworking thing or an axe. Something that looks like it was CNC'd. That's the first woodworking thing. Then it's like four dudes standing around in a circle talking about whatever. Girl in bikini. What looks like maybe like a Milwaukee Tools sustainer on a go-kart.
Yeah.
Then it's like a girl who is either pregnant or just showing her belly. Then some woodworking. And then more girl shit. Like, I don't get it, man.
Yeah, what you need to do right now is you need to go through and click only woodworking videos. Click it, watch it for a few seconds, then go back and then find another woodworking video. Click it, watch it for a few seconds and go back. And then you'll start to see when you refresh your thing, you'll start to see more woodworking videos. I've done it only because Debbie hit me up like a couple weeks ago. I was like, why am I seeing nothing but titties on our For You page? And I was like, I don't know. I have no idea. And
but I want to stay married.
So I quickly have gone and searched nothing but woodworking videos. And now my For You page is cleared up for the most part.
Did she like assume that you don't watch porn?
No, she's just busting my balls about it. She's just like,
I mean, I assume everybody watches porn. So
I would think so.
Except for my wife. I'm pretty positive she doesn't watch porn.
See? Not everybody.
Not everybody, but I would say it's over 75%, right?
Well, definitely male driven. But there's probably a lot of women out there watching porn too. So. Dude,
girls are just as horny as guys.
Yeah.
They just the way that their bodies are wired, it just comes out different.
Yeah. Dude, I had this crazy experience in Arizona. So we went to this. Most of the guys that go are all from out of state and stuff, right? So, and like part of the whole thing is they don't ever want to eat anywhere that's like, you know, they don't want to just go to fucking Burger King or Carl's Jr., you know, someplace like that to get food, right? They always wanted to be trying different foods and trying different little restaurants. And
I like these guys. Like that.
Yeah, yeah. So every night it's like a different thing. You know, we had ramen one night. We had, you know, Mexican one night at this one little spot. My buddy Parker goes, let's go get this barbecue place. It was the place I sent you the guys the picture of, the Trap House Trap House Barbecue.
This sounds like strip club, but yeah.
Well, it had that feel. So you walk up to the front,
like after you're done eating the meat, you can play with some meat.
You walk up to the front and you get frisked by security guard. I'm not joking, dude. And you walk in and it was like in a movie, dude. Like everybody on the crew is white, bro. I mean, there was like all the guys pretty much who are working with me are all white, you know. That's not necessarily true. That's not actually true. There's a black guy and then there's a Mexican guy, but for the most part we're all white. And we walk into this place and it was like one of those records stops. Like everybody who's in there is like looks at us like 12 fucking white guys just come walking into this barbecue spot called the Trap House, and the music is so goddamn loud. It's like a club inside this place. The DJ like had they had a DJ in one corner and he's spinning, and it was just so fucking loud. We get in there, we take up the whole section of the restaurant. It was just like this one long table they put together, and we're all sitting in there eating. And the food was amazing, though. The food was like, it's so goddamn good. I had burnt ends, brisket burnt ends, and mac and cheese. And they brought, you know, it was like a straight up barbecue place. They brought just stacks of white bread, you know, put it on the table to, you know, sop up the barbecue sauce and stuff. Oh my God, it was so good. It was just really a strange experience. I've never been to a restaurant where I had to get frisked to get into the restaurant. You know,
interesting.
Yeah. And we found out later that they're trying to make it into like more of like a club at night. So it's like a barbecue spot for the whole day, and they serve all night. But like at night, they're trying to turn it into like kind of like a club feel stuff. So and then the other random thing is they do hookah there too, so there's people smoking hookahs in the restaurant. I don't know, dude. It was just a crazy spot, man. It was a crazy spot.
Like in what scenario, what kind of customer is like, yo, let's go get some barbecue and then go dancing, but wait, we found a place that has both. Like, dude, every time I've had barbecue, man, like, I need to go lay down afterwards. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, who's dancing at the barbecue?
I don't know. And the place was so small, too. Like, I was like, where are these people supposed to be, like, dancing? I don't know. Maybe, like, after we left, they cleared out tables for people to dance and stuff. I don't know. But
yeah,
it was really funny. It was just a funny experience, dude. And it was, but the food was out of control, dude. Like, the barbecue was awesome. I was really impressed with the food. They had this great picture on the wall, like right above where I was sitting, that had Jay-Z in one corner. It was like a drawing, kind of like somebody drew it, like an artist sketch. Had Jay-Z in one corner, Tupac in this corner. Up at the top, it was Big Daddy Kane. LL Cool J was up on the one corner. It was just like a hip hop, like a history of hip hop kind of art piece. It was really neat. It was really cool. But yeah, good experience, good food. I mean there was a lot of good food in Arizona, man. I was not disappointed by the food in Phoenix and downtown. I was really impressed, actually.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I mean, food places are getting better and better, man. Like people are getting more and more exposed to delicious foods, you know? So like,
yeah.
It's good that, and especially you got the Super Bowl coming in, man. You know, this is a great, you know, tourist opportunity. So
yeah,
you know, you got a lot of people coming in. They're like, start talking about how great Arizona is.
Yeah. And then I had this place called Cut Bop. It was a Korean, barbecue, bowl place, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they gave you like the rice and the noodles and the vegetables. And then they had like this fried tangy fried chicken, and they, but it's like little bites. You know what I'm saying? Like little, like, and they put the hot sauce on it with the sesame seed. Oh my God, bro. I was way out of my element. I thought you'd be proud of me because I was eating like,
I am proud of you, man.
Stuff that I normally wouldn't say no to, but because I'm with a bunch of guys who are like foodies and like would bust my balls and make fun of me if I didn't eat, I was like, I'm trying new things. I'm getting out of my element.
Yeah. Look, yeah. If makes you feel better, I can make fun of more people for not eat, being more food adventurous. Like, you know. But no. Yeah, dude, that's a proud of you, man. You know, some Korean food. Korean food's delicious.
Dude, you know? It was so good. It was so
fucking sauce, good.
Oh, the hot yeah, sauce, bro. And then they put this like, they put the hot sauce, and then they put this other like creamy sauce over it, which I don't know what it was, and then they. Bunch of sesame seeds on top.
Dude, I think you would like Indian food, man. It might look a little weird to you, but like, man, it's all saucy and spicy, and you know, you get some naan bread, which is just basically like a pillow version of like a pita, dude.
Yeah,
like 10 times bigger, you know, like some garlic naan. Dude, one of the best breakfast sandwiches I had was at an Indian joint in London. Dude, it was this sandwich called The Wrestler. And it was like sausage, egg, and cheese in some naan bread with this sauce that just was like, hell fucking yeah, dude. I was like, oh.
I kind of like have like want to open a like a sandwich spot only to like come up with cool names for sandwiches. Like I'm always like, you know what I mean? Like I think it's so much fun that these people get to come up with these names. Like,
oh
yeah.
Speaking of that, dude, I haven't gone there yet. But I wanted to ask you if you have a restaurant by you called the Fat Shack.
No, never heard of it.
Are there any in California? Okay, so. Wait, let's see. Are there some in California? Hold on. No, there aren't any in California. Damn, bro. Colorado. Dude, so this place here?
Yeah.
Like, I saw it. And like, if you look at the menu, dude, this place has the sandwiches. Right, that you're looking for, okay? Like all the sandwiches come small, regular, or large, okay?
Okay.
And it's like the first one's called here. I'll read you the sandwich names, and you tell me when you want me to tell you what the sandwich is. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Fat Doobie. Okay, which I'll tell you that one. It's chicken fingers, French fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, and honey mustard.
Yeah, it's a stoner sandwich. I got it.
Right? Yeah. The calorie range on this bad boy is 1,400 to 2,830. Okay?
Oh, my God.
There's the fat cow, the fat slob, fat dibs, the fat shack, which actually the fat shack so far has the highest potential calorie count.
I met Shack, actually, at the Super Bowl, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, side note. You made me think of that. Anyways, I can tell
there's
you that
a show later. That there's a one from the Shark Tank show called The Fat Tommy. I guess Shark Tank sponsors this thing. Gorby's, Fat Bronco, another one from the Shark Tank show, Fat Jersey, Fat Chance, Fat Wonder Gem.
Fat Chance. I like that one.
Fat Maverick. Dude, and so then they got like... And then they got deep fried Oreos, deep fried Twinkies, cake bites, chocolate chips, milkshakes.
Oh my God.
With extra toppings you could get. They got chicken wings. They got Philly sandwiches. They got appetizers. Nothing crazy off the appetizers list. And then they got burgers.
Wow. So you can get anything there.
Oh, yeah, bro. The airway.
What's a fat slob? I got to know.
Slob is a cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, French fries, ketchup, and mayo.
What the fuck?
Dude, the fucking large is $17.49.
Oh my God.
All right. The fat shack is the fattest one on this list. And that one is a $19.39 large sandwich. Okay.
Whoa.
And what that sandwich consists of is cheesesteak, chicken fingers, jalapeno poppers, mozzarella sticks, French fries, onion rings, and honey jalapeno mustard.
Dude, that's just over the top. I mean,
dude, and they have a ridiculous list of fucking sauces you could get too. Honey mustard, ranch, buffalo ranch, barbecue, honey mustard jalapeno, ketchup, buffalo, golden barbecue, mayo, cheese sauce, marinara, sweetheart barbecue sauce, blue cheese. I mean, that is a lot of fucking sauces.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, I mean, that sounds like a novelty place to go check out once and eat it to say you've eaten there. But I don't think you can eat there on a consistent basis. It's not someplace you can just go like, oh, today, and you know, I'm just going to go down and get me a Fat Shack. And
I mean, like, I want to go check it out. Right. Some of these sandwiches have mac and cheese on them.
Oh, wow. Do they have one in Chicago by you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw it and I'm afraid to go there.
I'm afraid this will become my favorite place that I have to eat all the time.
I'm afraid I'll like it too much, man. Like, fuck, dude. Like I don't need another excuse. Oh, the new one is their Fat Maverick. It's a new sandwich. Mac and cheese, chicken fingers, french fries, and barbecue sauce. That seems like a light sandwich for this menu.
I was going to say, they love to put their mac and cheese, their chicken fingers and french fries in all their sandwiches. That's like their state. It seems like that's the staple between everything. I was going to ask, is that the most minimalist sandwich? Because I was curious. Do they offer anything?
I mean, the veggie sandwich is, if you got a large, is still over 2,000 calories. The veggie sandwich is mozzarella sticks, onion rings, french fries, lettuce, tomato, and ranch dressing.
Oh, my God. Like, they can't call something vegetarian if it has mozzarella sticks in it.
They got a sandwich called the Fat Cow that has less calories than that veggie sandwich. That's mac and cheese, bacon, french fries, mozzarella sticks, and buffalo ranch.
That one actually sounds good.
Dude, another one. The Fat Bronco is underneath in calories. That's only... Oh, no, wait. That's 2,500 calories. Never mind. That is not under it.
That's what, like, an average man my size has to eat in a day. 2,500 calories.
Dude, like... No, like, man, if like, because you're taller, yeah, like 2,500 calories is probably right.
Yeah. Dude.
I mean, seriously, bro, like, this place, but I want to try it out. Like
what are they, because I'm curious, do their Philadelphia or their Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, are they just normal Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, or are they also?
And they're open late.
Of course they are. That's not a place that you don't keep open late, bro.
Yeah. Let's see. Do they have like a gallery of fucking... Oh, they got a shop on here where you could buy like... Oh, you could buy shit on their... Like their sauces and shirts. Oh, my God. One of their hoodies says, I love fat doobies.
You got to get that shit,
There's a shirt that a girl has on. It says fries before guys.
Oh, yes. You got to go to this place.
I know, dude. I got to go, but it's like, I'm not ready for it, man. I feel like I should read their story.
Report back. Yeah, what is their story? Where are they?
The Fat Shack was created in February 2010 by Tony Arminetti after graduating with a degree in marketing from the College of New Jersey. Perfect setup right there. That is a perfect setup. Tom set out to bring his college and surrounding town a desperately needed solution. I'm trying to read it in my like movie announcer voice. Lack of late night food options, with only $5,000 on hand that he got from dealing drugs. he started the business. Looks like he started with a local bagel shop, and then which closed after lunch, you know, and then they just stood around and got high and fucking made fat sandwiches. What is it? So sharing the small bagel store was a challenge, however, and Tom was forced to have his weekly supplies delivered to the garage of his college house. Each night he would head to the freezers and in the garage and load his car full of bread, fries, chicken fingers, and everything else needed to get through that night's worth of business. Oh, man. Then he moved to Colorado, then he started a partnership, and then he expanded. You know, dude, and like, fucking, this guy went on Shark Tank.
Yeah, so, he must have got just really baked and slammed everything into a sandwich and was like, this shit's so good.
Dude, I mean,
I wonder if Cuban backed him. One of those sharks.
I mean, he's fun enough to back him. So
that's crazy, man. I would
see that happen. So,
man, you gotta go to this place.
I gotta go.
Fat Shaq. Yeah, I met Shaq. He was one of the last people on the set on Saturday or Friday. And he came in and did a set with this show was Brandon Marshall, Shady McCoy, Adam Pac-Man Jones, and then some young lady who is like the host kind of, and they all like sit around and bullshit, and then Shaq came in and sat down with them and chopped it up for like 40 minutes, but. Like, what a crew, what a team of people, right? Brandon Marshall, Shady McCoy, Adam Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah, that's a fucking group of weirdos right there, bro.
Yeah, man, straight up weirdos, all of them. And they were all talking shit back and forth, and like the girl and Shady like had an argument that day before, so they weren't talking. And Shaq was out there trying to get him to make up, and he kept telling like Shady, dude, come on, man, just make up with this beautiful young lady. And she's like, I don't want nothing to do with it. It was just a crazy show. It was crazy. But Shaq was, he's like literally the biggest individual I've ever stood next to. Because he stood up and walked past me.
Humongous.
He walked past me and then sat down on the couch. And I was just like, oh my God, man. He's just fucking huge.
I mean, he's so big that most people are small around him.
You know? Everybody is. I mean, unless you're also 7 feet and 300 plus pounds. I mean, it's crazy. Come
on, boy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, oh man,
dude. You got anything else you're saving for this?
I got like 2 weeks worth of material, bro. I could keep going for hours. All right, here's your choices. Okay, I'll do one or the other. Okay, all right. I could talk about Bubs for a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, or I could tell you some random stupid idea I had last night. I think both will take about the same amount of time.
I don't care. Let's hear them both. I got a funny Frankie thing too that he just started doing recently. But go ahead,
dude. Bubs has had a lot of small weird shit lately that has been fucking hilarious. Did I tell you about him at the fucking pool?
No.
Oh my God, bro.
Wait, what pool are you guys going to?
God,
in the wintertime?
So. We're going to the high school, right? Well, there's like swim schools and shit around here. Like, there's options.
Indoor, obviously, right? Indoor pools.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Jackie always signs them up for swim class. Like, we really want them to be swimmers, right?
Yeah.
So Bubs was doing pretty good in his last school, right? But this time Jackie signed him up through the park district, for this school that was at the high school. They had a class at the high school.
Yeah.
So we go to the high school, right? And like for the first three times we went, Bubs and I fought the entire end of the time. Like we just fought with each other, right? And this is like not this last time.
After the class you're fighting?
Yeah, like when we gotta go, like gotta go into the locker room, basically.
Are you partaking in the class as well, or is he swimming by himself?
Bro, I'm fucking sitting in the balcony on my phone.
Gotcha.
So we go in. So like for the last two times we've been fine, right? But three times ago, I almost killed him, right? So the locker room, okay, it's at the high school, and the boys' locker room, okay, is fucking. Exactly like you imagine. And I took video this last time. There was nobody in there, so I didn't feel bad about taking the video. Okay.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm not gonna video some kids in the bathroom. Don't you fucking think for a second. I mean Bubs was in the video, but that's fine. I gave him permission to be in my video.
Yeah, so, you gave consent. Consent.
So we get in there and this locker room is not big, okay? It's got a small shower room, and it's got a small room with all lockers, okay? And then it's got a toilet in it where the doors on the toilet, the stall doors, right? There's like a wide enough gap that you can see everything in there, okay? The door Maybe it locks. I don't know. I would never sit down in that toilet. It's so gross. Yeah. I mean, like truck stop level grossness in this bathroom.
Damn.
So there's like a quarter inch to an eighth inch of water everywhere in here. Okay. Ooh. And all the lockers are rusty. Okay. There's like a 10 inch spot of concrete to sit on. Right. And the floor, bro, is the worst. Okay. It's all wet. There's paper towel stuck on the floor. There's candy wrappers, random bits of garbage. And twice now, some fucking kid decided to shave his head in the bathroom. Okay. First, yeah. It was a blonde haired kid. Okay. This week, which was yesterday, it was some kid with red hair. Fucking huge pile of hair in the corner that had spread all over the bathroom, all over the locker. Okay. So there's wet hair everywhere. Okay.
Jesus,
dude. So I go with Bubs. He's wearing his Crocs. We go. He does the shower thing. Okay. I'm like, don't fucking touch anything, bro. Just work with me here.
Yeah.
So we go. I sit him down on the concrete in the towel. I grab his shoes. I'm like, all you got to do is put your pants and socks on and don't touch the floor. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I take his Crocs over the hand dryer. I start drying his Crocs in the hand dryer. Okay. Painting is what I'm doing. Trying not to get any of this disgusting shit on my hands. Right?
Yeah.
I do a quick glance over to check on Bubs. He's standing there, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing nothing. He's just standing there on top of his winter coat that is on the floor like a floor mat.
Oh, gross, dude.
I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He said, you said don't touch the floor. I said, I didn't say use your fucking only winter coat as a bath mat, bro. Like, yeah. Do you see how gross this fucking floor is? Are you fucking kidding me? He's like, well, I don't know. I'm like, what were you thinking? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, bro.
Dude.
God. And I'm like, fucking, he's like, well, I'm like, use your fucking brain, you little shit. And I almost fucking murdered him right there on the spot. We ended up leaving there shortly afterwards. I wiped off everything I could see on his coat, but like when he got in the car, he like leaned forward because he was afraid to have his coat touch the seat. And I was like, that's so fucking gross, bro. And I'm like, so we went in there this week and I saw that hair and we were joking around about it. I said, you know, like the floor is lava, Bubs? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, the floor in here is grosser than lava. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If you touch this floor with your skin, you die. Okay.
Is this the high school that they're going to have to go to?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
And this high school, dude, was talking about like fucking a year ago, spending like $150 million to build some facility or some shit like that on their campus. And I'm like, did you guys spend like 10 G's to fucking fix this bathroom? Because holy fuck, it's disgusting.
Dude, you should start now fucking sending letters and petitions in. Dude. Like, you still got a couple years till your kids go there. But
and Jesus. It's all high school kids running this swim class. So I'm not going to say shit to them. I'm like,
No.
The one girl fucking, this one girl, man, oh my God, she's like, you, she's going to grow up to be a Karen. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell. Okay.
Yeah.
Suburban privilege, right? Kind of a girl. She's fucking running the show, right? And like, this little kid gets out of the pool. It's the end of class. And he walks out to go to his mom. And she stops him. She says, hey, class isn't over. The little kid goes, oh, no. Class is over. The teacher said it's over. She goes, it's not over. He goes, it's over. And she starts fighting with this kid, right? The mom is fucking in line, not even paying attention, okay? And the kid comes running up to her, and the lady looks at her and goes, the class isn't over. He needs to go back in there. And she's like, okay, son, go back in there then. And I like, looked at her. I'm like, if that was me, I would have been like, no, fuck you, lady. We're leaving, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's how it happened. Fuck you. Like, you know, so the girl goes and takes this kid's towel, takes the edge of the pool, and all he had to do for the last part of class was jump in the pool and then get out. Okay? So the kid jumps in the pool. He's fucking crying and screaming at this point, right?
Yeah.
And then he hops out, and then the girl starts lecturing him, right? And
Total power move.
Bro, like, it took all of my strength. Like, if she even looked at Bubs sideways, I was going to push her in the pool. Right? Oh, my God. I was just going to be like, I don't fucking care. You're going in the pool. Right?
Yeah.
Fucking, you need to cool off because you're fucking idiot. Right? So, yeah, this fucking swim class is bullshit, bro.
Do you think that girls that have the name Karen, like, live up to that name? Or do you think that, like, if you now, because it's become such a stigma, if you're named Karen, like, do you go out of your way to be cool or be...
Nah, you know what they do? They do one of two things, okay? Either they own it, right? And they're like, fuck yeah, I'm Karen. Fuck you. I'm going to talk to your manager right now, you bitch. Right?
Yeah.
Or they go by their middle name.
All these girls that were once named Karen are now like
Jones. And she's now Sarah Jones. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's your first name? Doesn't matter. Starts doesn't with a fucking matter. The letter K. Fucking, that's how I prefer to be identified. Would you dare say that my legal, my government name is, you fuckers.
Do you think any young any parents are naming their kids Karen anymore? Like, or do you think that name's just dead? You know?
Not. I mean, I think it's
I mean, new be. Babies. I'm saying like new babies. Like, it's like I don't know. Like most. And is there a men version? Is there a man's version of Karen? Is there a name?
I think it's Ken or Carl or something. I don't know.
Ken or Carl.
Okay. I don't know.
So funny. Frankie's just in the last like couple weeks. Has like, I don't know where he saw it or saw me do it or somebody do it, but he now will like ask for something and he'll like give you the eyebrows, like the double eyebrow up and down kind of thing, like, you know, like the hey, you know, can I get this? he thinks it's so fucking funny, man. He asks anytime he asks for something, like for like, you know, can I get dessert or can I get, you know, something or other, he'll give us the eyebrows. You know, like,
oh, dude, you got to get him doing that video for me, man.
I'll get it for you.
Dude, Bumps doesn't do the eyebrows. He does. He does like the finger guns with a wink. He'll be like,
that's just as cool. Dude, actually,
dude, every time he does that, like Jackie will be so fucking pissed at him. He's like, don't worry, Mom, it'll be okay. And he goes, and she can't handle it. She's like, fine, I love you. Just leave me alone. I need to go figure this shit out on my own. Like,
yeah, man, I was dying the other, like, seriously, a couple nights ago. He started giving me the eyebrows, and I was just like, dude, I was laughing my ass off. It's just so funny. Like they start to realize they have that, you know, thing, you know, like, it's just so funny.
Dude, Bubs is the same thing, man. Like, I had three notes on him. They're all really quick ones, right? Like, yeah. One of them is beef and stuff, right? And what happened was that Jackie made a dinner and it was like beef and broccoli and like rice, right?
Yeah. But
Bubs didn't know the name of it, so he kept calling it beef and stuff. He goes, I like beef and the stuff, you know, beef and the stuff, yeah. Beef and stuff. Now, beef and stuff. Dude, it's become like language in our household now, beef and stuff, right? We're always talking about, yeah, you want some beef and stuff? Like, and he thinks it's funny. We all think it's fucking hilarious, right?
Yeah, it's great. Beef and stuff. I want a shirt that says beef and stuff on it.
Dude, you know what? Awesome. Like, that could be a legit joinery shirt right there. Beef and stuff. Right?
Beef and stuff. I love that. That sums up our podcast.
Dude, yes, exactly. Yeah. How would you describe your podcast? Beef and stuff.
Beef and stuff.
Dude. Fucking, so we've been cracking up over this beef and stuff thing. It'll never die, you know, like, it'll never die. But the other two funny things, man, so like for the Super Bowl, we're going in the grocery store, Bubs and me, right? I needed to get like one thing, and he's like, Dad, he goes, like, for the Super Bowl, he goes, I want some caramel apples, right?
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay. And he goes, but not with the nuts. I'm like, you would put nuts on your caramel apple? And he looks at me and he goes, Dad, not these nuts. And he like fucking grabs his nuts and starts shaking them. He goes, like, the nuts, the peanuts, not these nuts. And he grabs his balls again, right? The peanuts. Right? Doing it. I'm like, are you sure, Bob? He's like, yes, not these nuts. And he grabs his balls again. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, dude, you are fucking killing me. You were straight up killing me. And the last thing right? Is we were joking around. And we're all giving Ellie a hard time this morning because she, you know, we're trying to get her to be less sassy about dumb shit, right?
Yeah. You know,
and like she, Jackie and her were talking this morning, and she said, like, Ellie, you got to stop rolling your eyes to everything. She's like, I'm not. I just looked up at the ceiling, you know, and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like, whatever, Ellie, you're full of shit. Like, come on. Like, we're your family. We know you're full of shit. You can't lie to us. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I told Bubs, I'm like, can you roll your eyes? Right. I wish I had a fucking camera going, bro. He fucking like goes, oh, yeah, I can roll my eyes. And he like looks at Ellie, and then he like looks at the floor, and then he looks at me, right?
Yeah.
And then, okay, he goes to look back at Ellie, but only one of his eyes moves, and now he's cross-eyed, right?
What the fuck?
Yeah. And then he looks at Ellie, right? And then he looks back at me, and like both of his eyes started moving like in independent directions. Okay, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He was just laughing. He's like, oh, I can't do it, man.
I was gonna say, how do you even do that?
Dude, he could go full blown cross eyed on command, and he could go like wonky eye on command. I was like, how do you have this much eye control? He's like,
That's crazy, dude.
Live my life, Dad. I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, seriously. Why can't you do this? Like,
yeah, this seems normal.
I fucking love this kid, but he just makes me so goddamn crazy, bro.
Oh, geez, that sounds so funny, man.
Dude, it's like the beef and stuff is the best.
Dude, I love beef and stuff. That's the best. It's so good,
dude. If I got it, if I made shirts that said beef and stuff, 100% Jackie would wear those.
Dude, I want one. I'm telling you, joinery beef, you know, and stuff.
You know what? I'll design a beef and stuff shirt. I'll get it.
Oh, together. Dude, yeah.
We can make this the first. This could be the shirt that kicks off the Etsy store, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh God, I was wondering if it was just
do you
me
remember?
And do you remember? Hilarious.
No, dude, I love it. Do you have a? Do you guys have Wendy's?
Yeah, we got Wendy's.
Okay, do you remember the? Where's the beef?
Yeah, yeah.
It should be like in that logo. If you could find like where's the beef logo.
I'll look it up later. That's a great idea, dude.
That's so funny, dude. God, man, this was so much fun. I'm so pissed that I couldn't do this during the Super Bowl week.
Hey, look, so are our patrons. And speaking of patrons, let's do the patrons.
Yeah.
How was that for a transition?
It was a great transition. I don't have any shout outs this week other than, you know, if you haven't seen Luke and Lee and Kamani's Run DMC video out there in Instagram world, you guys need to check that out.
Dude, I am shocked that video didn't run wild, man.
Dude, I like, thought it was great.
I checked, he had so many shares on it, and he had so many comments, and like, but the view count just did not do anything, man.
So whatever, it was. I thought it was well done.
It's probably because I was in the video, because Instagram fucking has been on some bullshit about me, man. Fuck you, Instagram. Get with the program.
Hmm.
My TikTok.
I haven't posted TikTok's in like well, 2 months.
Yeah, you probably your count's probably growing.
No, it's actually we dipped below 16K, so we're back to 15.9. Oh no, oh boy!
Dude, what are you gonna do, thing, man? You got to fucking keep posting, otherwise they fucking think you're dead and they just stop serving your videos. And
got to feed the beast.
I mean, who's going out there just unfollowing that many people? But whatever, man. So all right, I do have one shout out though. The Maker collab, right?
Are you doing that?
Yep, Dave and I are doing it again.
Are you allowed to talk about what you're making?
Not yet, but I could tell you that I could tell you offline, but it's something that I've talked about making before and I didn't, but now that Dave is involved, it's about to get ridiculous. So
is there a theme this year?
Yes, it is. The theme is television inspired.
Oh, that's a big open category. Holy
yeah.
Holy hell.
Yeah, right. I really hope is that somebody makes the Costanza desk, right?
With the bed inside?
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see the Costanza desk, right?
That would be funny.
Yeah. I thought about it, but I don't want to make a desk. So
yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
It is. I mean, because like, dude, like, think about it, man. Like, George Costanza is what, probably like 5'8", right?
If that, yeah.
Yeah. So you don't really need that big of a fucking bed for him. But like, no. Imagine having to do it for you.
Oh,
dude, you're tall, man.
It'd be a big table.
It'd be a big desk.
Yeah. It'd be huge. So, huge.
Right. Hey, Patreons, we love you. Thank you for being here for us. So we're going to show you guys some love to Kyle Foote from the Footwork Woodworks.
Yeah.
Matthew Gerard from the Wooden Moustache. Lee Oman. He is my Valentine this year. my wife didn't get me shit, but Lee did.
Mine didn't either. Debbie, like, I got her stuff. She got the kids' things.
I got a hug. That's what I got.
Yeah.
I got a fucking hug. Yeah. Which was nice. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate it. I'll take any affection I could get.
Yeah.
I'm starving over here. Mike Holmes from the Broken Lad Woodworks. Dave Wirt, Mr. One Grit himself. My mom, Elise Gelman. Tim from Turg Works, which is funny. I messaged him and I'm like, bro, you know you're a Patreon again. He was like, no, I'm not. I'm like, okay. You're on my list. I'm like fucking, like with this list, dude, I'm like fucking Ron Burgundy, man. If it's on the list, I'm reading it.
Yeah.
Dave the Thriller Miller, he's got so many snacks in his beard, it's like a Super Bowl spread. Billy Estes from the Simple Wood Woodco. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC. I saw him. People are starting to get his CNC, which is pretty fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
Eric, the unofficial lube of the podcast from Bubble Shoots.
Yo.
Alan from AR Armworks. It's funny, dude.
AR Armworks?
No, it's Armworks. Or it's Ormworks. ORM. I don't know, man. My glasses aren't working that well. It's funny. Like, I think I fucked up his account mentioning him so many times that he put it in the, like, where everybody's name is, right?
Yeah.
After Dave Miller's name, it says at D Miller Designs, right? And like,
yeah.
After Kyle's name, it says the Footwork. Most of the other people, it's just their name. But with him, it has at Ormworks, ORM Works. And then the Collingwood Canoe Company doesn't have a name. So I keep forgetting it's that Larry Fitzgerald dude. But he still has not made a canoe. So the Collingwood Canoe Company, Grant from Dad Crafted. I think I'm going to see him at Workbench. At Lee's going to be at Workbench, which is great.
He won that ticket.
Yep. Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations. He should be posting any day now. Jason Sullivan from JM Sullivan Works. He started sending me some videos again. I think I'm off his shit list, which is nice. He still hasn't suggested any ideas to me, which I appreciate as well. But, you know, I appreciate that he doesn't, and I appreciate when he does. I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Kamani, which I'm going to get to meet him at Workbench Con, from Vanstray Designs.
Vanstray.
And the fine folks at P.L. Smith. Luke and Priscilla and Lily. Good fucking people.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys all the time. And if you want to be a Patreon, go click the link at the bottom of every episode, and you can sign up there to become a Patreon of this wonderful podcast.
Yep. Don't worry. We don't spend the money, so you're all good.
Yep. Beef and stuff.
Beef and stuff. Dude, we should change the name of the podcast to Beef and Stuff. Do you think anybody would notice? Like,
probably not.
Like, you heard of this new podcast? It's called Beef and Stuff. Like, oh, I haven't heard it before. What is it? It's Luke and Ben. Like, didn't they have another podcast? What was the name of it? I don't know. It's a weird weed woodworking name. You know,
this would get a lot more followers. Probably just Beef and Stuff. It's a little more open.
Dude, like, hold on. Let me go to Google real quick. Domains.google.
Hold on.
Dude, look,
I bet you beefandstuff.com is taken and it's porn.
Oh, you're probably right.
Let's see. It's Beef and Stuff, the podcast. Hold on, Google. Come on, man. Come on. All right, here we go. Let's see if Beef and Stuff is available. I might just buy it for the $12. Unless it's a premium fucking account name. Let's see. Come on, Google. Oh, my God, dude. Okay, here we go. Beef and Stuff. Is that available as a website?
It's got a new
name. Oh, yeah, it is. Beef and Stuff
is it?
Yeah. Wait, should it be beef?
Spelled with it. And or is it ampersand or
well, there's no ampersand in websites, but
okay.
But he really says it more like beef and stuff,
like beef in, like with the letter N.
Like he's saying and, but it's like beef in the letter N stuff.
Yeah. Beef and stuff.
Beef and stuff is available. I'm gonna buy this website. Beef and stuff.
You guys are fucking idiots. Beef and Stuff is not a good name.
How is that not a good name?
I don't know, but I love it. I want a shirt that says Beef and Stuff on it.
I'm gonna buy Beef and Stuff and Beef and Stuff.
Beef and Stuff.
It's like some people would spell it with the letter N, right?
Yeah.
Or Beef and Stuff. Yep, Beef and Stuff is available. How is that possible?
I don't know. It sounds good. All right. My kid's about to get dropped off. We got to wrap this thing up.
Hold on. I'm still buying websites here, bro. Like beefandstuff.com. Here we go. Oh, Jackie's going to be so excited. Oh, man. Why do I have in my cart, I have a third website that I put in my cart that I was intending to buy, but I never purchased.
What was that name?
Oh. I got to delete this. So I'm going to my buddy's house in Michigan this weekend, right? And they got this lake house, right? And I was like, your house needs like a cool vacation house name, right? And So the name that we were calling it was Lake and Bake.
Lake and Bake.
So the website that I had was Michigan Lake and Bake.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, Beef and Stuff.
Oh, man. Beef and Stuff. This was fun, dude. Thanks for hanging out again with me as per usual.
Yeah, buddy. All right, man. Well, take it away, Tim, now that you're a Patreon again. Balls.
Beef and Stuff.
Beef and Stuff. You know what? You know, maybe that's the way we should end it every week. All right. Take it away, Tim. Beef and Stuff. That's the way Bub says it, too. Beef and Stuff. Like, fucking little cowboy, man. Go for it, bro.
Love it.
I fucking love and hate kids. All right. Let's go. Later.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.